Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. How you doing, Mom?
Good, thanks, T. How are you?
Good, thanks. Up to anything interesting lately?
So October's always a great month because I have the ability to go to Nantucket because typically we're a little bit quieter. Real estate's a little bit quieter. However, that's not true this year. But I was able to go to Nantucket for a few days with a group of ladies to play paddle tennis.
Okay.
And it is such a great time of the year.
And paddle tennis is not pickleball.
It is not.
We have to make this clear to people.
Right, paddle tennis. So eight of us go and we play all kinds of round robins and play. But the weather is so fun, right? It's like crisp autumn days. The moors start turning kind of a reddish, burnt color. So I just feel that people oftentimes go to the islands in the summer only. And I think they're missing a very cool part of the islands when they're not visiting in the fall months or Daffodil Festival. But this October, the weather has been incredible September and October. I just, except for a few, little bit of rain, it's been crisp and fall-like and warm. So I want to put a plug in for going to the islands off-season.
Gotcha. That's awesome. Well, kind of relevant today because we're talking about the home office evolution and designing for remote work success. And if you're going to be traveling and you got a place that you like to go, home offices can be a critical part of making that trip happen. So what features make a home office stand out in today's real estate market?
Well, I think because of COVID, the demand for home offices has quadrupled because so many people either work at home one day or 2 days and then go to the office. I think that whole philosophy of work in a commercial space has changed.
That's right.
For me, the home office that I've heard from people is they want a space that they can shut a door and can be quiet.
That's right.
Because if you have kids and they're all around, there can be noise and you don't want people to be listening to your conversation and your child's probably. I think the ability to have the mechanical things you need, whether it's a printer, some people like stand up, you know, be able to stand up at a desk because sitting all day long, they don't want to do that. So I would say that we're all looking for convenient. They don't have to be huge, but they have to be able to hold what we need to get our work done.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I agree. They don't need to be huge because we live in the digital age.
Correct.
Right? Everything is in the cloud. I don't think it needs to be huge at all. I think also I have found it is nice to have stuff tucked out of the way, especially if you have kids around the house.
Right.
So, I mean, I say that because my desk is like right out in the open. It's in our living room and it is like, it's fine, but I have to keep an eye on my one-year-old and make sure he's not grabbing stuff off my desk. Got to make sure everything's
right
away in a drawer. But yeah, I think kind of being tucked away is kind of convenient.
And like, for instance, there are a lot of houses where you have like two or three bedrooms and then you have kind of a small little room that we call crib rooms.
Yeah.
Or they could sometimes be converted to walk-in closets. But since the need for home offices has imploded since 2020.
Exploded.
They oftentimes can be a great little office.
That's right. That's right.
Because you can put a little desk in there. You can shut the door. You can have a little space of peace and quiet if you really need to work confidentially or without being noticed by the rest of the people in the household.
That's right. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think that's a critical component of a home office.
It used to be that we saw people come in and say they wanted a proper office slash study in the typical 1950s houses where you had a living room, a dining room.
Like an executive office.
Yeah.
Right? Which my father-in-law has one of those. It's like, he's got like a big dark wood desk that faces the door and then behind him is like shelves up to the ceiling. And you know what? I get the appeal of that, but I don't think you need that. I don't think you need that much office space because again, what are you going to put in all that space?
Right.
These days is probably furniture that you've got to buy because you don't have enough stuff to fill that space.
And you do have people that when the need after 2020 became for home offices and they needed two at home, a lot of people took that big space and you can actually drop a wall.
Yeah.
And create two spaces.
That's
right.
You
know, that room that was 12 by 15 doesn't have to be that big.
That's right.
With not a lot of money, you could create two really good workspaces.
That's right.
Because
that's
typically you've got good windows, you've got, you know, it's already heated. You just basically divide the space in half.
Yeah, I agree. Awesome. Are there cost-effective ways to create a home office without major renovations? I think the answer to that is obviously yes. And it depends on two things. One is there a room that makes sense as an office? Like you said, like a crib room, if your kids have outgrown it, maybe you're using it as a storage closet right now. Maybe that's a spot for your home office. Yeah. And then two, you can just drop down a wall. Like drywall's easy.
Yeah. And it can be removed if down the road you don't need it, right?
That's right. Because it's not structural.
Yeah. And one of the things that we are finding, at least, that there are many people that get to a point where the office isn't as important as having the capacity to have a first floor bedroom. So some of those, what I'd call offices, you know, or studies, if you have a bathroom nearby, double as the first floor primary down the road.
Right, 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 right.
Because when they're obviously actively working, they need it as an office. But then when they've retired, then they go, well, stairs aren't my friend anymore, so I'd much prefer to be on the first floor. Mm-hmm. So I think there are lots of spaces, or we talked about in an attic, you can carve out a space for an office. A lot of people have put their office space in the lower level, in their basement. And particularly if they have good windows, if they're on a hill or the builders put in windows and they've got some good light, they don't mind doing that. Other people don't want to work in the basement. They much prefer to be in an attic because of the light and the views.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's what we've got on home office conversions, and we'll see you next time.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston, or on the web at yatesboston.com.